This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. Last fall brought headlines that women artists are vastly underrepresented in the collections of major museums, despite the art world's efforts to pay more attention to women artists. But the women in Kansas City's arts community don't sound worried. As KCUR's Julie Deneche reports, they're busy building their own community.
It's a chilly evening in January at 21C Museum Hotel in downtown Kansas City. Some 20 women are chatting over wine and cheese. Women in the Arts Networking Group meets each month to talk, shop, and compare notes about the art scene in Kansas City.
People in Overland Park buy a lot of Kansas City stuff.
Regular get-togethers appeal to Vanessa Lacey. She's a painter who also runs her own gallery.
There's a hunger in a lot of women in this city to just commune with other women who have similar interests. I think this is really serving a need in the community for women artists.
Lacey hosted the group last July. Her gallery is on the ground floor of the Livestock Exchange building in the historic West Bottoms.
It's really a good feeling to be a woman who supports other women artists and one who's supported by them as well. And Kansas City is pretty great for that. We've got a lot of female gallery owners and artists and some very strong ones and successful ones, and it's inspiring.
The network started 4 years ago with a Facebook group created by CJ Charbonneau. She saw a need to connect women in the Kansas City arts community.
That's what people do in the business world when they want to find a job or make contacts.
Charbonneau says it helps to make connections in a relaxed setting.
If I was an artist, going into a gallery and just meeting a gallery person would scare the crap out of me. So maybe if you could go to a gallery space in a group and hear the owner talk, and it would be a more approachable situation. People are having some wine and some snacks.
During the day, Charbonneau works as a research and appraisal assistant at Madison Group Fine Art Appraisals. She spends most days looking at artwork and studying archives at the office in Union Hill, but she used to work at the UMKC Gallery of Art.
I know when I worked at a gallery, I never went to any other galleries. I didn't have time. I was always working when other people were working. And so that's another thing. These spaces are open in a time when they wouldn't normally be open, like on a Tuesday night or whatever. Then you can not only see it, you can see it and hear the whole story from whoever works there.
Laura Nugent is another painter in town. She's spent more than two decades selling her work.
It's a very long game.
She says networking events like these have something to offer an artist at any stage of their career.
I can advise somebody on how to get started. What's the best way to get your work exhibited if you never have? I know that I want advice about where I am and then how do I go beyond where I am. And so this is an opportunity to do that.
Good. Yeah, it was good.
Artist Desiree Warren works in clay and metal. She says these evenings are a good excuse to get out of the studio.
It's cool to see what people are doing. Women of all different stripes, like some are married, some are longtime single women, some have kids, some don't have kids, you know, some are immigrants, some have like never left the metro. And so it's cool to see what you can do in this space.
And Warren says she feels supported by the people she meets.
There's not a lot of weird rivalry in the art world that I observe in Kansas City. I feel like we're all pretty good cheerleaders for each other. Something about helping your sisters out.
Hey, she's my neighbor.
And for Warren, meeting up with other women is about more than the business of art. It's about building relationships. And the friendships these women form just might lead to more of their work on gallery walls. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deneche.
You'll find more about Kansas City's Women in the Arts Networking Group at kcur.org.